Well, as we continue on this men's fraternity talking about the great adventure, we come to a session entitled Every Man's Adventure with Eternity. And here I have some opening considerations. Faith decisions are the most important decision any man will make. Today I will manage the affairs of my life one way or the other, believing that in eternity, there's four options here. Nobody sees and nobody cares. And that is a meaningless universe. And yet there are people that live their life by faith in that. Next option is somebody sees, but it doesn't matter. And that's an amoral universe. That's everybody is going to heaven, that when you're at the funeral and they're talking about this man who never darkened the door of a church, may have been a nice guy, but was nice how the world would define nice. It's amoral. Next option is somebody sees and is keeping score. And that's a purposeful universe. And then lastly, somebody sees and wants to help. And that's also a purposeful universe. Each one of these is tied to faith. And the decisions that you make in your life are based on what you believe about your future destination. You see, what we believe about our finish and the future is called the sacred ground of the mind. The more cultivated this ground is, the more fruitful will be my life now. Because every man believes something about his finish, whether he admits it or not. And you can't take the fifth when it comes to eternal matters. To say you can't know, therefore I will not believe anything, is actually a faith decision to reject all the religions of the world, options 3 and 4, and trust in either options 1 or 2. A black preacher named Tom Skinner said this great quote. He said, "I spent a long time trying to come to grips with my doubts and suddenly realized that I had better come to grips with what I believe. I have since moved from the agony of questions that I cannot answer to the reality of answers I cannot escape. And it's a great relief." So last time we got together, we ended with two questions concerning a purposeful universe whose most meaningful endpoint was heaven. The first question was this: how good do you have to be to merit heaven? And then, is there another way besides having to be good enough? So what the religions of the world say, and we would look at column on the left there, my faith is in being good enough. Let's work down through the major religions. Modern Judaism, anyone, Jew or not, may gain heaven through commitment to one God and moral living. Judaism believes in afterlife, but does not stress preparing man for it. Islam believes that man earns heaven by good works as declared in the Quran. Hell is for those who oppose Allah and his prophet Muhammad. Hinduism says this: man earns heaven through devotion, meditation, good works, and self-control. If he fails to succeed, he may try again in a reincarnated form. Buddhism says that man gains heaven by self-effort only in following Buddha's Eightfold Path to Enlightenment. And then Mormonism, all men will spend eternity on some level of a multi-storied heaven. The level will be determined by the scope of each man's work. So on the left there, it's my faith is being good enough. On the right, my faith is in the help of a savior. This is where Christianity is different. No one can earn heaven by getting better. Man obtains heaven as well as the best of this life with the help of Jesus Christ. Jesus boldly summed it up this way: I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. John 14:6. So as we look at my journey, the work Jesus Christ has done for me, I look at John 1:12, which is, but to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. And that's where he makes me a child of God. And then Colossians 2:13, and you who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all of our trespasses. And that's where he forgives all my sins. And then 1 John 5:11-13. And this is the testimony that God gave us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. And this is where he gives me eternal life. And so I can't improve. I can't fall out. And this is permanent. And it makes me move toward eternity. And he guarantees heaven. It says this in Philippians 3:20-21. But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself. And the special insight there is, I am secure in Christ forever. So when I move from now through into eternity, through death, that's what I get. But it's not just that. Let's get back to the now. Point number two, the work Jesus Christ desires to do in me. I see this in John 15:12, which says this: this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. And so it helps me love others. And then John 10:10, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. He wants to help me experience abundant life. And then Ephesians 2:10 says this: for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. And this is where he helps me do good works. And so this is where I can improve. And this is where I can fall out. And this is what the dynamic is. And I move into death and into eternity, and I earn or I forfeit rewards. And I see this in 1 Corinthians 3:10-15. According to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation, and someone else is building upon it. Let each one take care how he builds upon it. For no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become manifest, for the day will disclose it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test what sort of work each one has done. If the work that anyone has built on the foundation survives, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, though he himself will be saved, but only as through fire. And the special insight is this: I am responsible to Christ every day. This is what makes us different. So, decision time. What do you believe? Do you believe, number one, it's over? Or do you believe, two, it's not over, and whatever is next, everyone will be fine? Or do you believe it's not over and I'm good enough for what's next? Or lastly, it's not over and I will need help for what's next? And that's the answer. It's Christ. And where and what you believe will have bearing on what you do with your life. Let me ask some questions as we're wrapping up here. I know that you need help. Are you willing to ask somebody about that? But question number one is this: what was the most important thing you heard today, and then why? And then secondly, at this point in your life, what have you concluded about eternity? What are the lingering questions you still have? And how do you intend to find answers? And then lastly, do you need to investigate the claims of Christianity further? Would you be willing to talk to one of the people that have poured into your life? Check out and start doing an investigation on your own. It's worth it.